Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Mishnah says like this: Yontif Harishon Shel Chag Shechalis B'Shabbos. The first day of Yontif Sukkos that fell out on Shabbos. Kol Ha'om Meilichanes L'Lulveim L'Beis HaKnesses. Everyone brings the lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses. L'Machas on Erev Yontif. That means you don't want to bring it on Shabbos. So you bring it on Erev Yantif and on Erev Shabbos. And the Machas, the next morning, Mashkimin, Ubayin, Kalechad, Ve'echad, they would be Mashkim, they would come early, and everyone would be Makare Shaloi, would recognize his own Lulav, and he would take it. Now, why does he have to take his own Lulav? The first day, the Chacham said that you can't be Yaitse with the Lulav of your friend. But the rest of Yontif, Adam Yetzi, the Chavasa, the Lavish Achaveh. So therefore, we're saying that's why you have to search and look for your own lulav, because like this, you should shake your own lulav, because you're not going to shake someone else's lulav. So again, this is talking about the first day of Shabbos. What?
Why do I need to come on to that? Why shouldn't I use my own lulav in Ezra? Meaning, now there's a chiyuv, but
why should I have to search? Let me take yours. We haven't done yours as kosher.
We go around, we go so far to look for Ezra Eggman Love, and I'm going to use somebody else's.
Elamai, they didn't look there?
Look what happens in the program on a rain day, and they threw their jackets.
Right,
and thinking when someone doesn't have their own jacket, they freak out. So, imagine a
little. Worse with the hats, they take a hat and have someone else's name in it.
I don't know, my mind is funny.
No, Shadows, you have to have your own, because if you don't have your own.
You can't bring a ride from here to Hester that if the last coat was left.
Yeah, but it says clearly, we said in the other mission, you have to have your own.
Because over here it's the Shein Mitzvah. Different. What?
Right? Yeah. So B'kitzes, the mission is telling you that, they would shake it on Lulu. They would shake it, no problem, on Shabbos. The thing is, they just didn't want to carry it. Because the Kibbutz said so.
Yeah, but there's no Eru.
I guess they're worried about that. Yeah. So now, why are you allowed to shake it? It's muksa.
Tell me later to come, no?
What?
Wasn't it a second later? That we shouldn't use it on the
Shabbos?
Yeah, it's not muksa. There's no muksa. Why should it be muksa?
It's Yom Tov
Rishon. It's not right.
As a matter of fact,
it is Shabbos. What do you mean, Chalas for Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, it's not muksa because it's a mitzvah, and why should it be muksa? The fact, if you can't shake it, then it becomes muksa. But if you can shake it, it's not muksa. Rabbi Yossi Yoimeh, Yontif Harishon Shel Chag, Shechali is B'Shabbos. If the first day of Yontif, which fell out on Shabbos, B'Shakach V'Hoytzi Es HaLulav, and you, by mistake, forgot, and you took out your lulav, L'Shus Re'Abim Pater. If you took it out of Shus Re'Abim, you Pater, then Shaitzi B'Shus. Because since you intended for a mitzvah, you didn't intend to do Aveira, so it was Tav V'Shakach, and basically, Tabat Va Mitzvah is Pata. So you Pata from a carbon, you don't get Karis, you don't get a carbon, because you made a mistake on the Va Mitzvah. What?
No, I was putting two and two together.
Probably you still can use it also.
Because you could inadvertently do something, you're supposed to have bring a Chattis.
Wrap it over here, it's Tabat Va Mitzvah. Since you made a mistake on the Va Mitzvah, we tell you that it's okay. So now, what? Oh, that's a big shayla. The Hatzvi class. The Hatzvi class like this. Let's say today, you went by mistake and you shook your lulav on Shabbos. And you made it was the first day and you made a shachianu.
Are you
potter?
No, but let's say you did it and you made a shachianu. Right, 100%.
The question is, what's the mitzvah now?
Right. No. So he's asking. The Yehuda is asking that would you be yaitz the shachianu if you did it? Were they mafkia at the time, or they just said you can't do it because we're worried about, like we'll see later, we're worried you might carry it, whatever it was, whatever the Zayah came.
Today is not considered time for
Shachayana.
Next week.
Yeah, the point is you make Shachayana when you make the rule of an Esther, even Erev Yontif.
Right. So Rabbi Mazza is saying, but it's different because, at least it was B'Shas Tassiyah. This is nothing. If I just shake an Erev Yontif, it's not. It has to be B'Shas Tassiyah. Mazel is being a Gemara that we'll see later, Mavavam and Aleph. It says that if you make the lulav and Erev Yontif, if you make a Shachayanu while you're making it, whatever making means, you don't anymore make a Shachayanu the first day. A pat is the first day. So a man is trying to be medama, so too, even if it's not the Zman mitzvah, the fact that you're being Isaac with the lulav, you'll make a shechan. Okay, that's a shmuz by itself.
In this case, he, even though he doesn't bring a chatas, is he still subject to karis or no?
No, he doesn't get karis, nothing.
No, there is none.
Nothing. Zakhtim ha-manan ha-mili, that you can't be yaitza with your friend's lulav. The Tana Abana, ule kachtem, shetehei lekicha v'yad kol echad v'echad. Everyone needs to take the lulav, which means there's a havamina that one person can shake it for everyone. Why in the world would you think like that? Why would you think one person? Where do you see such a mitzvah? Kiddush, you're being yaitza, shemayin kainu. Shayfi, you're being yaitza, by him. Hashmiya, hey, I have nothing. I'm watching you shaking, real.
But he's the one person. He's the guy that's doing it.
But the mitzvah is the hearing. Shmaya kal shayfa. Where do you have a mitzvah that one person does and everyone just can be yaitza? That you need a pasuk to tell you not.
Chabarmas.
Might see some.
Why?
It's a carbon tzibah because I gave money towards it. The Omer? Okay. I'll give you a different one. It happens once in 50 years.
What?
The Shofar of Yaiva. It's a chiyuv on Bezen that's might see everyone. And no one has to hear it.
No one has to hear it at all.
Okay, that's how the Chayim said. But anyway.
What does the Pasuk say over there?
See, what?
What does the Pasuk say over there?
This is Gata Mizrach.
No, maybe it's very clear that it's...
Right, no, I'm just saying. You do have such a mitzvah. I'm just saying. You have to have such a mitzvah, else there's no Havamina in the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you that there's a Havamina that one person should blow and everyone's Yaitzah. So the Gemara, no, Lekachtem, Shei Lekicha B'yad Kalechad V'yachad, everyone needs a Lekicha. Lachem, Midash Mishal Lachem. It has to be yours. You can't borrow it. This is the first day. You can't borrow it. You can't steal it. A person not yaitze the first day of Sukkot with the lulav of your friend. Unless you gave it to matana. There were four tanoim. They were coming on a boat. Rabbi Gamliel was the only one that had a lulav. He bought it for 1,000 zuz.
How do you know it's only for the first day and not for the rest of the
day? That was
the other dog. Because if it says lakachta, it says lakachta, it'll come be
Yamirishan.
The end of the pasuk says Yamirishan. So Rabbi Gamliel bought this lulav for 1,000 zuz. Not the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel took it for Yatzavai. And it was Yatzavai with the lulav. He gave it to Rabbi Shua for a matana, a complete matana. That's his. Not the Rabbi Shua for Yatzabai. Rabbi Shua took it and it was Yaitza. Not Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah matana. He gave it over to Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah matana. Not Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah for Yatzabai. Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah took it, it was Yaitza. Not the matana, Rabbi Kiva. He gave it to matana to Rabbi Kiva. Not the Rabbi Kiva for Yatzabai. Rabbi Kiva was the last one. He was Yaitza. And he returned it now to Rabbi Gamliel. What are we learning from the fact that he returned it? Why do we have to talk about this? It's coming to teach you a different halacha, which is matana manas lahachzir shema matana. A matana that you're giving a manas lahachzir is a good matana. What does that mean? That means that that's what we do. That if you're giving the matana, even though you have to return it, that's completely lachem. That's completely yours. Because while you have it, it's completely yours. Even though there's a tanai that you have to return it. But since while you have it, it's you're a bailam over it. You're the owner over it. So therefore, you can be yaitza.
It's conditional though.
It's conditional, but while you have it, those moments that you have it, it's completely yours.
So is it for, so you could say for a specific time frame, that could be a condition?
Yeah.
Of ownership?
Yeah. Oh, we'll see it in a minute. The Amar Rava, Kihada Amar Rava, Halacha Esig Zeh Amanasha Techziruli. If you take this Esig Amanas that you return it to me, not Lavi Yatzabai, you took it, you Yatzah Zirai. If you returned it, Yatzah, La Yachzira La Yatzah. If you didn't return it, you're not Yatzah. So now, see, you see, Matana Manas Nahach Shema Matana, which means over here you can borrow, by Lulav you can't borrow, still it works because Matana Manas Nahach. So now that means when you give it to your wife, you have to give it to Matana Mastachza. Whenever you're giving it to someone to shake, you can't just rely on the first day, you can't just rely on borrowing, he's borrowing it from you. You have to make sure that you're giving it to him completely. And that's what Matana Mastachza. And that's what the briskers say, Tanai B'nai Gadim B'nai Uvin, they make a real Tanai. Whenever they give it to you, and they give it to hundreds of people, they're busy, they have their son standing there with it, and they're making Tanai B'nai Gadim B'nai Uvin, every guy is... But when you're doing it, you want to get the key mitzvah complete. So if they want to get the key mitzvah, that's why the best is do a matan manas tachzah the first day. But the shaila is, what does it mean matan manas tachzah? Could you bite into it and eat it and say, okay, here now it's bad? You can't do that, right?
The second day you can do it.
Yeah, okay, but the first day you can't do it, right? So then it's not mine.
Why could that be one?
Because you're limited, it's not
your. Once I'm limited, I can't eat it. I have to be roi l'achila.
Because it has a condition of return, so you got to return in the same condition.
Right. So then we learned earlier, it has to be that it's roi l'achila. You can't eat it.
Right. But that's on the first day.
And we even spoke that today that maybe they spray, that could be a problem. What? What's that?
So it makes
it
sure that
you have a
You could eat
an esrog.
You can't eat.
No, but over here, felt no ownership. Over there, it's Zaytik Zachir. It's felt no ownership. The reason why you can't eat it.
Well, the two reasons you can't.
That's what you're saying, like a Yankee. But over there, like you're saying a Shavuah. That's a good case. But over there, it's Zaytik Zachir Shavuah. But over here, the reason why you can't eat it is not because of Shavuah, because it's missing an ownership. It's not right.
So there's two reasons. One, Rabbi Mazo said,
the first day,
it's the first day, you can't be taking bites out of it on the first day.
Well, no, once I was yaitza, I could take.
Yeah, but not if you want to be yaitza it again.
Okay.
Someone else.
So.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just bringing out an akuda that Matana Mas Lahachze is yours, but with a limit. That means there are gedarim that you see, you have to return it. So that also, what does that mean? I'm an owner, but I have to return it. I mean, what does that mean?
It sounds like a borrowing.
It sounds like a borrowing, just in different words.
Right.
Right, but it's really not. So that's what I'm just trying. It means it's yours completely now. Just the reason why you have to return it complete is because the returning, not because right now you're missing. Really, right now it's complete by you. But
it's the second half.
It's the second half. It's a little bit like I can't say that. It's a shvuah, a little bit like that. It's just this thing that now I have to return it, so now I just don't know. But really, it's completely mine. It means if I bite it and eat into it after I was yaitza, and then if I could glue it back and give it to him, it would be okay also.
But what happens if
I actually can't do that? But
what if you forgot? You do bite it, now you got to give back. Oh, now what happens?
You weren't yaitza the mitzvah.
You weren't yaitza the mitzvah.
I'm afraid not yet.
We'll
see, yeah.
According to Rav, it's interesting that you could be yaitza the mitzvah.
What if it drops, you damage the same thing?
Same thing.
You could be yotze the mitzvah and then unyotze the mitzvah but not returning it.
Yeah.
How's that shaykh?
That's my fair.
But he was yotze now.
You want to say like this, you want to say that's mitli tali, like when is the key of mitzvah?
Right.
The key of mitzvah
also, when I return it, before I return it.
Right.
The question is, how can you make a bracha if she doesn't know if she's going to return it?
Right, so you're saying it's a loan versus
bracha. Right, a guy can never understand. She's thinking, well, my friend, what does it mean? It means, when was the key mitzvah? The key mitzvah was when I returned it, or the key mitzvah was when I shook it? I've had this when I shook it. But it's mitli v'tali till I return it. So, like the Maravaita. Why are we talking a story here? Who cares about... We're coming to tell you how Allah, Matanam Nastachs, it works. Why are you coming to tell me that he bought it for 1,000 zuz? He did not have that money. He wasn't a rich man. He spent 1,000 zuz on a lulav. What's going on?
He was Nazi. He was a rich man.
I don't know. Then we don't have to. That's not the chiddush.
No,
come
to
sit the chavivus.
Even by the nasher,
could also show that it was ownership.
No, come to say how chashuv, how chavuv was the mitzvah.
But you could also say the reason that they're saying it cost 1,000 zuz, or is that? He had, it was really his. He had ownership.
Oh, but that much? I mean, you could say he bought it for $5. We don't
but
care how much.
But he didn't.
Right, what's that? My father would daven with it. When he would daven, he would hold the lulav in his hand because he loved it so much. Meisve, we have a steer to this. It says, lo yachas adam tefillin biyadoi. You're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hand. Now, it doesn't mean wearing it, obviously. It means holding it in your hand. Your chest, v'yispalel, and you'll daven. You can't do this while you're davening. You're not allowed to use the bathroom while you're holding it. Don't sleep in it. Don't sleep in your tefillin, or don't hold your sefer Torah. Well, not a small sleep, not a kva, not an ara. Now, v'amar Shmuel.
The Yishan changed? This when he's wearing it, or when he's holding it?
No, when you're holding it. He was holding Shemi Yiplu Miyadir Hashem.
So you've been
wearing it. Maybe he knows there's another problem. Yeah. Yeah, that's Shemi Yafir. That's all the thing. V'amar Shmuel. Sakin v'kaira. Kikayu mois. A knife. A kaira. A full plate. Kika mois. You're holding coins. And also, you're not allowed to hold it during davening. You're not allowed to hold in your hand anything during davening because you're going to be tired with it. So he, you see, not allowed to hold anything. So how did he hold the lulav in his hand during davening? During davening, obviously, means Shemana Esra. How was he allowed to hold it in his hand? Zakti Gemara, for the Gemara, Hasam lav mitzvah ninu v'tayadvu. Over there, the reason why he's holding it, it's not a mitzvah that he's holding it. He's stam holding it, so he's tired and he thinks about it. Hacha mitzvah ninu v'loy tayadvu. Here it's a mitzvah. He's so excited about it, he's not busy with it. When you're excited about something, you're not busy with it. It's just natural. It's a natural holding. Masha'inkein, when over there you're holding money. So why are you holding? Because you don't want to lose it. You don't want it to spread out and lose it. So therefore, that's much more chama that you'll be thinking about it during Shemana Esra, that's why you're not allowed to hold it. But a lulav, he was so excited, chavivus hamitzvah, that he was able to hold it. Tanya. And belazav etzadikayim, mekachayim and agush alanchi yushalayim. This is the minig of Anshi Yishalayim. Adam yoytzimi beisav ululavei biyada. A person goes out of his hands, his house, and the lulav is in his hand. Hoylech lebeis haknesses ululavei biyada. He goes into the shul, and he's still holding the lulav. Kaya kishma mispal. He says kishma, he daven shmanesa. Ululavei biyada. The lulav is in his hand. Kaya b'tayra. He reads tayra v'noseyas kapov. He duchens manichal gabekaka. Then, he puts it on the floor. Hoylech levake chaylim, he goes to levake chaylim, v'lunachem avelim, or to he goes to visit sick people, v'lunachem avelim, v'lavei biyada. Oh, very good. So it doesn't really mean the din, because they don't sit avelis on yantaf, he's asking. It doesn't mean mamash nechem avelim, it just means you're going to,
Why can't he do
nechem avelim? He's not sitting yet. They don't sit on that.
Nichnas.
Nichnas abeis amedish. When he goes to his marriage, Meshagel, Lulavei, Biyad Benoi, Biyad Avde, Biyad Shluchai. So, why? Because when you're learning, then you can't move your hands. You're going to drop your Lulav and Esrog, right? You get all involved in learning. Then, he would give it to his children, his Eved, Biyad Shluchai. So you see, what's this whole story? How Zohar they were mitzvahs. They were so excited to have this mitzvah of Lulav, that they would hold it literally all day, whenever possibly they can, and we see from here that they held it during davening also. So that means any time you're holding it, you get a kiyam mitzvah. That's why they would be busy holding it.
How do you get a kiyam mitzvah every time?
Okay, he's asking good. Yeah. So how do you get a kiyam mitzvah? Maybe it was just a nice thing.
No, it's a reason of mitzvah.
It's a reason of mitzvah. You're saying good.
It's a very good question.
It's not a question, he's probably right. It's a big shayla. But Akapanam, what do you see? You see that, let's say you have a shayla. There's a shayla of the Shagasaya class if you're allowed to carry home the lulav for your wife. On Yontif, not in the Erev, obviously. If you don't have an Erev, you're allowed to carry it home for your wife. Because she's not mechuyev in a mitzvah. Even if she wants to do the mitzvah, she's not mechuyev in a mitzvah. You know, let's not carry home things. Mm-hmm. Not mechuyev in a mitzvah. So what's the Eitz? The Eitz is just hold it like this in the street. But do we have today, do we say this also, what today it looks like Yo Balgaiva? Do we say today Mexiki Yura?
Do we see any good in doing it?
Gedolim wouldn't be a raya maybe either, but that means you won't face it. I think Rabbi Yashiv used to hold it a lot. I think from the Kaisel you see that they held it a lot, they walked with it. But it's not Mexikura. Once it's already in Chazal say that Kamatizan is a mitzvah, there's no Mexikura. Mexikura means Gaiva.